طيب وشك بيجي إن شاء الله بدروس ما عرفت أنزل لو الله يحتاج فيه صالح هو سهل جيد لكن لما جيت أعمل داونلود ما أتعرف على المكان اشتغلت هذا مشكلة في ماس ما في في ماس بس البطارية ما لها علاقة البطارية تغلي بسرعة هذا نفس البطارية هذا نفس البطاريات الآن ثاني أسبوع لا هو الظاهر فيه شيء خلاص نكمل إن شاء الله بعدين نشوف كيف نحل طيب نعم نبدأ بالله فهم لا أعطينا الكيس وهات واحد من الكتب فوق الدولاب ما عندي اليوم كتاب نعم
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله يا رسول الله يا وأما اليوم على
أمثلنا طيب لحظة طيب نحن الآن عرفنا أن هناك مواضع للفتحة there are places for the فتحة to be seen as sign for نصب not any فتحة as we said we are talking about the signs for نصب okay not any فتحة and we said that the signs for نصب are not necessarily to be the فتحة could be the فتحة could be the ألف could be the ياء and could be the كسرة could be the كسرة four things عن حذف النون عن حذف النون طيب we said you can find the فتحة as نصب a sign for نصب in three places am I right three places الاسم المفرد و جمع التكسير وفعل المضارع الذي الذي لم يتصل داخل شيء طيب now I try to do what Abu Imran said يعني to bring for example we speak about the مفرد we speak about everything but this will make and bring more confusion the way Ibn Ajurum done it is the same way that all the scholars compiled books of Arabic done it. I tried to see a way what this the Western way of teaching language is totally different from the Arabic. They don't have such habits, they don't have, so they don't care about these things. When we talk to you about, for example, later on we're going to talk about, for example, جمع المذكر الثاني in the رفع, in the نصب, in the خط. But now we are talking about the signs or the نصب itself. The نصب. What are the signs for نصب? What is the meaning for نصب? And what are the signs for نصب? So it is better now to speak about the signs. So whenever you pass by a word like that, you know, oh, it is نصب. No, that it is not. Right. We said in ism mufrad. In ism mufrad, we said ism mufrad like what? Rajul, Muhammad. When we see it with fatha at the end, we immediately know that this is in position. Immediately. The thing is, why we teach it this way? We have something called i'rab. In English, there is nothing called i'rab. You do not say, for example, in English, Muhammad goes to school. You don't say Muhammad is Murtada. You don't have that. You do not have that. in English, at least to my knowledge. I don't know if you know something different. You only say subject, object, and verb. That's it. You do not have other than that. You do not say marfu' or mansub. I will say now. And then we have also jam'a takseer. When we see jam'a takseer, and we explain how to know jam'a takseer from other jam'a. Plural, broken plural. We told you how to figure it out. We said when you see a word that has a singular, and the difference between it and the single form is that something added at the middle of it or something removed from the middle, basically, then this is jam' takseer. There are something else, but we don't worry about it now. Okay? So that is very simple. Or فعل مضارع إذا دخل عليه ناس تقول أن يتصل بآخر شيء. We told you what can be connected to the end of فعل مضارع. We already told you that. Alif, Waw, and Noon. As pronouns. Right. So whenever you see this, you easily can know. And then we talked to the class. And then we spoke about the Alif as يعني, a sign for Rab in position of, a sign for Nas in the position of the Nas. And that would be with the Mutanna. Mutanna. That's not comfort, see? Why? Because you will see the Alif in the Rab position with Mutanna. So when we speak about only Mutanna, you may get confused why Alif here and why Alif there, you know. But now we are telling you there is an Alif with the Rab that is especially for Mutanna. There is an Alif in the Nas that is especially for Alif Mutanna. I think this is more simple and easier than speaking about each one separately at this stage. We're going to speak about this, but later. This is very basic. And I think this way of presenting the Arabic grammar for beginners is really perfect. Now, and then we spoke about the kasra. And we said this is only in one position, that is the jam' al-mu'annath al-thani. How do we know Jam' Mu'annath al-Salim? We said that Mu'annath al-Salim differs the singular by Alif and Ta'ad Ba'in. Simple. Now. And then we have the Ya as a sign for Nas. The Ya. And the Ya is found in two places. In Mutanna and Jam' Mu'annath al-Salim. In the Mutanna, we said in the Rab, the sign for Mutanna is Alif. And the sign for Jam, Mudakkar, is Waw. You say, Ja'a al-Rijal, Ja'a al-Muslimun. Right. Ra'aytu al-Muslimina, Ra'aytu al-Muslimayn. Al-Muslimina, al-Muslimayn. What is the difference now between al-Muslimin and al-Muslimin? How can I know? They are written the same way. Al-Muslimin and al-Muslimin, when they are written the same way. Mean, Sheen, Lam, Mean, Ya, Noon. How can I differentiate between both? Al-Muslimina. Al-Muslimayni. With the plural, the Mim has Kasra. With the dollar, the meme has fatha, al-Muslimayn. And the noon with the jam has fatha, al-Muslimina. So, before the ya and after the ya. Before the ya, kasra. After the ya, fatha. Al-Muslimina. That is jam'. مذكر. مثنى المسلم ما إني المسلمين بفور يا فتحة أفتر يا كسر ثنى. المسلمين جمع المسلمين ثنى. نعم إذا وجد دائما تقول بأم بكسرة بفور يا فتحة أفتر يا. We don't want to care now about reason why it is mansub, but you can now see and find that it is mansub. يعني you can easily say it is mansub. إيش المثال؟ إيش المثال؟ نظرت إلى هذا الخطأ. نظرت رأيت عصفورين. أبصرت عصفورين. نظرت كانت be without إذا. هذا خطأ. هذا خطأ. هذا خطأ. نظرت كالنبي without إذا. مخفي إذا. عندك أنت أيضا. ماذا نظرت عصفورين. عكرت. قبل يعني الشارح المعلم نظرت طيب ايوه معقول هذا يقول منصوب على نفس الخاطر ممكن لكن نظرت نظرة لا بد من الى قال الله عز وجل عن موسى ارني انظر اليك ارني انظر اليك قال انظر الى الجبل قال انظر الى الجبل لكن هناك there is something called نزع الخاطر but this is too advanced this is too advanced and I wish that he did not use this kind of example but يعني only a problem if the problem is not with Ajurumina the problem in fact with تحفة السليمة تحفة السنية is not يعني really for the book we might do يعني some explanation for أجرمية but يعني for the Arabic for the beginner in Arabic who are non-Arabic speakers but this is even with the Arabic speakers when we teach this to the beginner this is difficult for them to understand نزع الخاطر so that's why I say it was a mistake to use يعني such kind of thing. طيب. نعم. مثل. عوض. طيب. Any question about the مثل. says here عصفورين كتابين منصوب بكونه مفعولا به. You don't worry about that. علامة نصب the important thing is it is منصوب and the sign for نصب is that there is a ya has a فتحة on the letter before and كسرة for the letter after so by that we know that this is مثنى and it is منصوب we know it is منصوب because of the ya and we know it is مثنى because of the حركة or فتحة before it الكسرة after it نعم and it says لأنه مثنى والنون عوض النون في الأخير in both مثنى and جمع this نون is the replacement of the تنوين in the مفرد you say عصفور التنوين with the مثنى and جمع we cannot use تنوين and instead of تنوين they put نون رضا ربه بالانكباد إذن المتقين is منصوب how I know because of the yeah it is done with extra time how I know because of the كسر before and فتح after the yeah same as المجتهدين so now can I easily find the متنى when it is منصوب sure I don't care why it is منصوب But I can easily recognize that this is Mutanna and it is Mansur. Because of these times. Right? This is Mutanna and it is Mansur. Why Mansur? This is not important now. We're going to take later on Al-Mansubat, all the Mansub. We're going to speak about everything that can be Mansub. Okay? Now, and also the Dhamm Mudakkar. And we can recognize that this is Dhamm Mudakkar. And it is Mansub. We know that it is Mansub from the Ya available there. And we know it is Mansub because of the Kasra before the Ya and Fatha after the Ya. Okay? Yeah. If that is done, then please do exercise 1, 2, and 3 as a whole.
الفصل الأول يحجب الوجهين، الفصل الأول معناه وجد ذكره من الكتاب والسنة والأثر والكثرة. أولا تعريف لغة
لغة
الركوبية
مصدر
من الفعل ربط
ربط أو ربط to obey or disobey. And he told them, if you obey, I'm going to reward you with fire. If you disobey, I'm going to punish you with the fire. So Allah Ta'ala, al-Musrih is the one who corrects the situations of his creation. If they are ill, he's the one who cures them. If they are sad, he's the one who makes them happy. If they are poor, he's the one who gives them wealth or whatsoever. So that's why Ar-Rabb is noun of Allah. It's an attribute of Allah. Now, that is from the linguistic side. Now we look to the what the ulama of Aqidah explain it with. Now, so anything has any of these attributes. Man, if you say, if you own your house, or yani, you are the husband, so they say, Rabbud-Dar. Rabbud-Dar doesn't mean that you are the one who created it, but it means you are either the one who owns it or you are the master of this place. That the one who is his world is obeyed. I could be the one who takes care of this. And from these meanings, what Abdul Muttalib said to Abraham, أنا رب إبلي والبيت رب نحني. I'm the owner of my cabin, but the house, ancient house, has a lot to take care of. So it's linguistically it is okay to use, but it will give you a very narrow meaning. It cannot give you the wide meaning that is given to Allah, because there is no one can be the creator, the owner, the caretaker. There is no creator can be so. It must be Allah. No.
Allah Ta'ala has
يعني the complete and perfect lordship of this world. He is the controller of all this world. Any control over the world. Meaning, as what Ibrahim said to the rulers or that king who claimed that he is the Lord, Ibrahim said to him, okay, Allah is the one who brings the sun from the east. So you bring it from the west. No one can do that. No one can do that. And this is from the meaning of Ashiyada, the absolute control of all the world. Not. You do not, yani, go to, yani, say, okay, but we see today that science can control the type of pregnancy, to control the baby in the womb, male, female, white, black, blonde, whatsoever. Yes, they can do that. They can do that. Allah Ta'ala did not say that they cannot do that. Allah Ta'ala did not say that they cannot do that. Allah gave them the ability to do that. And they even can, they say that they can interfere in the yani, happiness and sadness, not like that. The way of thinking in the future of this baby. Could be. We did not see any of that, but could be. What cannot be is that they can determine any of these before the 4 months. They cannot. They cannot before the 4 months. They cannot say if this baby in the womb going to live after the 4 months or not. Meaning, the soul is going to be blown into that baby or not. They cannot. And what they can do is that they can study the, what do you call that? Ishaqunan al jinnah. Huh? Yeah, they can study the genesis, the record of genesis of this baby. And then they tell you, but can they make the genesis? Can they do it? No, they cannot. They cannot. It is from Allah Ta'ala. It is from Allah Ta'ala. Now, well, in'am. In'am is to bestow any mercy or grace or whatsoever on this person and that person. And the proof that they cannot, they are still face illnesses, mobility, sadness. If they can't control that, there will be no one cool, no one sad, and this cannot be in life. It cannot be in this life. And if they can't do anything, they should yani, keep the person in certain age, not to get older. They cannot. They cannot. What all they can do is they can read the genetics, they can read the records and tell you, and they can yani, translate these things which we cannot understand. So there, they are scientists, specialists in this field of genetics. They can tell you what it means. That's all what they do. All what they do. Yeah. Well, with taswir, taswir here does not mean photograph. Taswir means imaging the mankind. One looks like this, one looks like that. That is from Allah Ta'ala, not from anyone else. And that is in the womb, not after that. Now, wal-ata, wal-man' giving and holding and benefiting and harming, giving life, death, etc. Tadbir al-muhtam, the perfect control of all the universe, wal-qada wal-qadr, and the decree and destiny. And other than that, from what Allah Ta'ala knows. Now, let's go to the Adilla, the Quran and the Quran. Allah Ta'ala created this heaven with no infilat. And as in Surah Tabarak, Allah Ta'ala said, Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulku wa ala kulli shay'in qadir, alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wa al-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala, wa huwa al-'azizu al-ghafur, alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin tibaqa, ma tara fi khalq ar-rahman min tafawwur. فارجع البصر على سرى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين يقترب اليك البصر خاشئا وهو حسير. فالله تعالى is showing all the creation one thing of what he did, what he done. And he challenged him with it. If he said there is other creator other than Allah, then this is what Allah Ta'ala has done. Show us what those creators done. Allah created this heaven with no pillar and has no any defect, and no one claimed that he maintained. And here on this earth also, Allah Ta'ala created the earth and he stores everything in it. Can any mankind or can any creation claim the control of volcanoes, earthquakes, floods, even the diseases? They cannot. And we all now hear about the swine flu in the West, and where In the Western countries that are known of the best science, but they still cannot stop such kind of disease. I do not mean they cannot stop, meaning to cure, find medication for that. No, but they could not stop it to appear. And we hear about the bird flu, and then cow, mad cow disease, and now the swine flu. And a lot of this was done. Can they stop that? Can they let us not to hear about such things? They only go to study what it is and do some lab tests to see what kind of medicine is better for it. That's it. So this shows that they are weak. Whatsoever level they reach of science, they are still weak. Now, and Allah Ta'ala challenged them by many ways. Now, this is the evidence that Allah Ta'ala created it without any pillar to hold. And this is the air that Allah Ta'ala created, settled. Whenever he hear that the air went upside down, so people does it climb in the atmosphere, anywhere like that. Earth is turning around and around and around. Even if they say, oh, this is missing. How missing? How? Why it goes this way? Why does it not go this way? Why it happened that all and many other planets had accidents, but Earth not? Why? Why they cannot live in other planets? Why there is no oxygen? But on Earth they have oxygen. Why not only mankind on Earth, but animals or jinn or angels in other? Yes, angels are in the heavens, but they still, they are either in the heavens or on the Earth. But nothing is on other planets. And even those spacemen who went to the space, none of them claimed that he saw an angel on the way, or he saw some jinn on the moon, for example. They did not say that. And as they say, they need to have proof for that. But Allah Ta'ala challenged them of this earth. One planet, which is the smallest in our galaxy, and it has everything on it. So that shows that it is from one power, which is Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala said, وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ, and He spread on it from everything that can walk, animals, birds, whatever. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, and He brought water from the heavens. Why the water is not brought from the earth? They will tell you it is a circulation of the sea water. Alright, why it comes from the heavens, why does it come from the earth? Why does it rain from down to up? Why? Because Allah Ta'ala wanted that. And فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ, and in it, on it, Allah Ta'ala brought from this earth, when this water sent down from the heaven, brought from every kind of vegetation. Zawj, what is zawj? Zawj is two, male and female. Male and female. Who does that? Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala. Now today they tell you, but we have the control in the vegetation or agriculture to do different things. Actually you are doing, then you are doing what, yeah, all what you're doing with what Allah created. You are taking the idea from what you see. Now bring something that has no example at all. Has no example at all. Now. And then Allah Ta'ala says, هذا خلق الله. This is the creation of Allah. فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه. Show me what those whom you claim as lords or gods besides them created. What did they create? Allah Ta'ala created Adam on his shape. Adam did not go on the, what do you call that? Allah Ta'ala, Adam did not go on the growth stages, or the stages of growth. Adam was created as 60 arm length, which is about 30 meters high or long, and he was, the soul was grown like that in a man's stock. That's it. While Allah Ta'ala created Eve from the bones of the chest of Adam, and He created Isa with no father, with no sexual intercourse. His mother until she delivered and she was virgin. So why everyone else other than them is created from father and mother? Now next time to show us how can they create a man, as a man he does not go to childhood. He does not go through the growth stage. They cannot. Unless they say we talk with robots. Robots are